Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. We have a very special guest and a good friend with us today, Joshua Mills. And Joshua, it's great to have you on the program. We're going to talk about an exciting subject, glory and the end times.
It's so exciting.
And there's so much talk right now about the end times, and actually there's even a lot of fear, even
right.
in the world, about like 2012, and there's all kinds of predictions even from the occult and some
a lot of
the
predictions
prophets are prophesying. But we're going to talk about what we feel God is saying regarding the end times and how we as believers need to walk. And I want to just open with a scripture out of Isaiah 60. And this is a life scripture for me, Joshua.
I love that scripture. It's it's become a life scripture for Janet, Angela, and I as well.
Oh, it's awesome. I was only 3 days old in the Lord when I received this scripture from the Lord. And I've been in it for over 35 years. It's never left me. And I think, especially in this last year or so, it's come alive more than ever, because now is the time for the completion of Isaiah 60 to be made manifest in the earth through
right.
his church.
It's really becoming like a rhema word for people in
it
this
is.
Day.
It
yeah.
totally is. So we'll just maybe look at the first couple of verses or so, but it says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth." So that's a given. It will. "And deep darkness, the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." I mean, those three verses are so powerful and so hopeful.
It really sums up everything that's happening right now in the earth. Because, you know, we're constantly hearing about wars, we're hearing about economic recessions, we're hearing about hard times and people not being able to make it. And the whole thing about 2012, whether the world's going to come to a devastating end.
Yeah.
And yet Isaiah 60 clearly says that there's going to be great darkness, and it's going to look like hopelessness, and it's going to look like there are no solutions and there are no
right.
answers, and there's great famine and war. But, I love that, but the Lord's glory will shine upon the true believers, the followers of Christ, have the promise of God's presence.
It's wonderful.
That is light. It's amazing.
Wonderful. The word glory is a massive word, actually, because when you study it out in the Hebrew and in the Greek, it encompasses so much regarding the fullness of God. So in
right.
essence, it's the fullness of all God is and all that he has. In this particular passage of Scripture, it primarily speaks about even the wealth of God.
Right.
You know, and his copiousness, his splendor, his abundance, his provision. And in the context of it, it's just absolutely amazing when you read through the whole book. But, you know, it says darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness the people. And as you know, our ministry has been really involved with, you know, the whole human trafficking issue. And I think it can't get much darker than that. You know, when you see little infants
right.
and children being abducted and sold and trafficked, you know, for the purposes of people's sexual pleasure, I think, can it really get much darker than that?
It's absolutely horrific.
This is what Isaiah was saying.
Right.
And so if we don't have the glory in these days operating through our life, the bigness of God, the greatness of God, we're going to be a sad people without hope.
That's true. It's so true that, you know, God's releasing his glory in this day to empower us to be everything that he's called us to be. It's that supernatural essence of
exactly.
God, the enablement of God
yeah.
to function.
And we need that supernatural in the church.
Absolutely.
You know, no longer, Joshua, can we just be a mundane church where we show up, go to a service, sing a few songs, take a collection, you know, have some offerings, a little bit of a message, and leave
right.
shaking hands.
Right.
We need power
right.
in these last days.
The church was never intended to be a social club. Never.
Never.
The church was always birthed in great power, and that's what that's the destiny, the essence of what the church is supposed to be, is walking in that
exactly.
great power.
Exactly. Even Paul said that. He said, like, "I'm not coming to you with just words. I'm coming to you in the demonstration of the power
right.
of the Spirit." And there's a power struggle in the earth. There's a power struggle between the powers of darkness, even political powers, economic powers, and then
right.
there's the power of God. And you have championed the releasing, the manifestation of the glory of God, the power of God, the supernatural of God, to model to people as well as teach them, because you've got your Glory Institute, which is an awesome school. I've talked to many people who have attended your school, and they have been so empowered for service in the Lord. But through what you have modeled, you have shown people there's more than just the natural. There is the supernatural elements of the glory of God that we have access to. So why don't you share a little bit today about some of those experiences? Because I've heard some of the testimonies, and they're off the charts.
Well,
but
I mean,
we can expect them in this hour.
God has done so many things for us, but I believe what we've seen is only just the beginning. We've only just begun to tap into those supernatural dimensions. And when I think about my life and the different things that I've seen God do, oftentimes we begin to experience manifestations of the Word as we find ourselves in the Word, reading God's Word, reading the testimonies of the Bible. We find God working these things through our life. And I think in this day, as God's releasing supernatural demonstration, He's releasing the same miracles that are here in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. And so when we read about, you know, Jesus multiplying the fishes and the loaves, personally, in our own life, we've experienced supernatural multiplication.
Right.
We've experienced multiplication of finances. I mean, it's been tremendous. The multiplication of money. We've seen money multiplied in wallets, in purses, mm-hmm. Money multiplied in bank accounts, supernatural deposits and loans being forgiven, and amazing. And we've also experienced, when we were ministering up in the Arctic several years ago, we were cooking pasta, and it was just for Janet, Angela, and I, and it was another pastor couple that was with us, and all of a sudden these pastors showed up at our little tiny, it was called a hotel. It wasn't much of a hotel. But they showed up, and we realized we had to feed them. And we began to serve this macaroni, and it did not run out. The pasta did not run out. And so we've seen God do these multiplication miracles. But we can expect that in this day, for God to multiply provision, for God to multiply prosperity. There's been times when I've been transported in the Spirit, translated in the Spirit, been taken to foreign lands, foreign nations, been taken to from one place to another place. I remember one time our team was going from, we were just north of Hollywood up in Burbank, and we were traveling back to Palm Springs. And suddenly we found ourselves going from Burbank to Ontario, California, in just a matter of minutes. And it was like, in the natural, there was no way for this to naturally happen, but the whole car was supernaturally transported.
What do you think happens at a time like that? Like, is there an angel that carries you through time or something? Like, do you have any idea?
I don't understand the fullness of it. I don't understand how God does the miracles, but there's one thing. I love the miracles when God does it. Yeah. I love it. And in this day, as God's releasing the supernatural, we can expect Him to do this supernatural for us. If He did it for the people in the Bible,
exactly.
If He did it here in His Word, He can do it for us.
I know. And He's not subject to time. And
absolutely.
We're going to do another program on that with you. But He's not subject to time because He created time.
Right.
So anything within the realm of time, in God, we can explode through those barriers, through those confinements, into the fullness of all that God has.
Right, because we're operating from the realm of the eternal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that eternal realm, there is just there's no confinement, there's no restriction.
No limitations.
I mean, we haven't even begun to see the fullness of what God has for us yet.
Right.
Our team has also experienced, this transport in the Spirit. It's just mind-boggling. In fact, it is so naturally supernatural when it happens.
Right.
It's like you can't even, you know, feel necessarily the time warp or whatever.
Right.
It's just all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh.
It just happens.
It happened.
Right.
I'm here.
Right.
Well, you've had a lot of supernatural encounters where I believe that you were sharing a story about transport to, I think it was China, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was supernaturally transported. And when I say transport, I mean in my physical body. Just like I'm here, I was in China supernaturally.
Tell us that story.
Without a visa, without natural transport. I was actually preaching in Florida. I was doing a meeting down in Pensacola. And at the very end of the message, I was just making declarations, prophesying over people. And I just began to say transportation and translation to third heaven and to the nations. And it was just a declaration that was coming out. It was literally being birthed from the Spirit of God because I'd never declared that before. And in that meeting, as I had my hands lifted and I was just making these declarations, next thing I know, I open up my eyes and I am standing in an elevator in China. I mean, surrounded by people in this elevator, physically.
Surrounded by Chinese people?
Chinese people in this elevator. And it was the most mind-blowing thing, because in the natural, it's impossible to understand how that happens. And that's the way it is with the miracles of God, that it's without natural explanation.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this day, as God is releasing His supernatural glory, as the darkness is getting darker, as limitations are being put on mankind, as the world is telling people, you know, you have to be poor, you're going to have to go without, you're going to be sick, there's disease, there's famine, all these kinds of things, we have to understand there's no limitations with God.
No,
if God could take me from one place to another place, if God could do it for Philip in the Bible, if God could do it for your team and my team, then God can do it for anybody. He can transport us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His glorious light.
Right. Now, wasn't there more to that story too? Was it something like after you came back, wasn't there a business card or something? Or
Well, I was over there, I ended up handing out some business cards that were actually in my pocket from me ministering in Florida.
So you're transported in the spirit, actually you're in your body, over in an elevator in China.
Yes.
And you hand out business cards.
Yes.
Okay.
That were in my pocket from being in Florida ministering. And when I handed out the business card, I wasn't thinking much about it. So I don't know whether it was several weeks later or a month later, I ended up getting a letter from one of the pastors that was over in China that I'd ministered to, and he wrote and he thanked me for coming.
And he got all the information off your business card that you gave him when you were in China.
Absolutely.
I love this. This is so exciting. Yeah. Now, in the end times, we are going to see a people that are not restrained, because some nations in the end times might not want Christians in there.
Right.
But it's not going to stop us, because
there's
we're not subject to the governments of the earth. We're not subject to the economy of the earth. We're not subject to the time realm, the distance realm.
Right.
We are free from that in the glory.
Right, in the glory.
Right after this break, we are going to talk more about end times and the glory.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase the Glory School now.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Well, welcome back. This is an exciting topic that we're discussing today. It's the glory and the end times. And Joshua Mills, we are so excited about the body of Christ that's going to be raised up to do supernatural works of the glory of God in these days and spread it into the nations, extinguishing the darkness with the light. These are going to be the best days for the body of Christ ever. The body does not have to be afraid in this hour, because we've got the glory. We'll be clothed with the glory, manifest the glory, walk in the supernatural, nothing to limit us, nothing that can stop us. And I want you to share a testimony that I've heard before. I love this testimony, because the scripture says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we would have life and have it in its abundance.
Right.
So you had a situation where a very special ring was actually stolen.
Right.
And then God supernaturally led you into an encounter where that was restored. And
He did.
There was no limitations. I mean, you didn't have to do anything in the natural. It was like in the spirit, God took the dominion and brought it back into its rightful place. So why don't you share that testimony?
It was amazing. I was actually ministering with you several years ago, and when I was at the hotel, I ended up in a bit of a rush, and I had to get down to the recording studio. I was working on a CD project with Steve Swanson. And as I left the hotel kind of in a flurry, I left my pinky ring, which is actually an inheritance. It's a family heirloom. And it's a gift that I'm supposed to give to my son when his fingers are large enough for the ring.
Right.
And so I left it in the hotel room, and I didn't discover until the very next morning. I was back at our home in Palm Springs, and I was preparing to leave for Cedar Rapids, Iowa on the plane. And when I went to put it on, I realized that I didn't have it. And suddenly I realized that the last place I'd had it was the hotel here in Phoenix, and it was on the nightstand. And I knew exactly where it was, and so I asked Janet Angela to call up the hotel as I was taking the flight. Well, when I got to Cedar Rapids, I found out that the hotel said that they hadn't seen it. And I knew exactly where it was. I asked Janet Angela to call the hotel up again and to ask them about the ring. And so they did, and they said, sorry, we don't know where it is. We don't have it, and there's no explanation.
That's a bummer, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Aww. I was so disappointed because... I mean, this is not just something that you can replace.
Yeah.
This is a family heirloom. It's an inheritance. It represents a lot to me. And so we went from there. We ended up ministering. We went down to Fiji, and then we went to New Zealand. When we got to New Zealand, we were ministering there. And I had several other testimonies that God had done with actually my watch and my rings.
Yeah.
And I was going to share the testimony. And in the middle of the meeting, as I'm going to share it, I'm battling because I'm thinking, I lost the pinky ring. I can't really share about how I had a miracle with it because I don't have it. And I recognize that, you know, the enemy will always try to steal your testimony.
Sure.
Always try to take it. And so I chose, as I was ministering, I chose, I'm going to declare the testimony regardless. And after I shared the testimony, you know, many people were blessed. And after the meeting, a lady came up to me and she asked, she said, where is that ring? And I thought, I don't have it, you know, and I didn't know what to say, tell her that, you know, I was a bad steward, I lost the ring and all this kind of stuff. So I went up to the hotel room and I was sitting there all night and I was thinking about this ring and how it would be absolutely impossible to replace. I couldn't even go to a jewelry store and ask them to make it exactly the way it had 47 diamonds. It was beautiful. It was really, really nice. And I was thinking about it all night. Well, the very next morning, Janet Angela was preparing to go down for ministry, and I was just sitting up in the bed just thinking about that ring. And as I was thinking about the ring, I just got a thought in my mind about a home. And I saw this home in my mind, and the only way I can describe it is almost like just my imagination, just a thought. It's not like I wasn't taken into a vision, I wasn't taken into a dream. And as I was in this thought, all of a sudden I just had this feeling to go into this house in my imagination, in my thought. And so I walked into the house, and I walked through the house, and I went down a hall, and all of a sudden, as I looked to the left, I saw in the bedroom, I saw my ring sitting on this dresser. In my mind, in my imagination, I had this thought about my ring being there. And as I went into it, in my thought, I reached out my hand, just as an act of faith. I learned to do this, just to reach into the supernatural. As I reached out like that, all of a sudden, I felt in my hand something inside. I opened up my eyes, opened up my hand, and here inside my hand was my pinky ring.
Wow. I love this.
Inside my hand.
And this is not just now in your imagination. This is inside your physical hand.
In my physical hand.
There's a physical ring.
Physical ring. Yeah. I'm all the way on the other side of the earth. I'm down in Auckland, New Zealand. And God put that physical ring into my hand.
It's
all
amazing.
Of a sudden, God began to give downloads about restoration, about inheritances being restored, about God... you know, not only restoring things to us, but when a thief is found, he's got to repay with interest nine times.
Exactly.
All, you know, oh my God, it was wonderful. And the revelation just started coming about there's no limitations
there's
in the spirit.
No limitations.
No limitations.
In the
no limitations.
No limitations.
When it looks absolutely hopeless,
yeah.
Jesus Christ is your hope.
Now, these are fantastic testimonies. We've heard a couple of great testimonies, and you've got like books full of them.
Right.
Right? Because God is good all the time.
Always.
But you know what? This is like the latter glory of the house is greater than the former
glory.
So no matter what you have already experienced, more is coming.
There's so much
greater
more
realms.
Available for the body of Christ.
There is so much available. And I've actually had vision of the end time body of Christ without limitation. Like we're being transported, we're flying through the air, we're rising up, conquering
right.
things in the spirit
right.
that has nothing to do with the natural. And I believe, Joshua, that we are in a time when God is preparing his body with vision for the end times,
right.
that we will know that we're the head and not the tail, because the enemy
Absolutely.
Even gets sometimes wrong doctrine into the church that says that we're going to be hiding out in caves and eating tribulation food,
right.
and that we're going to be a
right.
powerless church with a big beast overseeing
right.
us, when we are ruling and reigning
right.
with Christ.
Victorious.
Now, absolutely victorious. Now, as you're watching this program, I want to put just fuel in your soul. Get training on the glory. Get training in the supernatural. Joshua has schools on the Glory Institute. We have the Glory School. And get empowered for these last days, because you haven't seen anything yet.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase the Glory School now.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
A Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about the glory and the end times. God is raising up a mighty people in this hour, not a people of fear, but a people of faith. And we want to talk about that a little bit, Joshua, about people who believe for the miraculous, not a people who are afraid and thinking, oh, this is going to be so horrible these days, but that we'll see the brightness of the day that we've been invited to walk in and live in for the glory of God.
We need to understand the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And that's the biggest thing. I want to read something out of my book, 31 Days to a Miracle Mindset. It's day 4, and I wrote here, fear never produces the miraculous. Never produces the miraculous. But faith always does. A lot of the church has been fearful when God's really asking us to be faith-filled. God wants us to be faith-filled. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So it's that whole Isaiah 60, rise up into the glorious light, the hope that we have in Christ.
I love it. And I love that book, by the way. I've read that book, and it's a great devotional. 31 days just meditating on those little devotionals and letting your mind
right.
get renewed to believe for the miraculous. And, you know, in the end times, it's going to be marked by a people that know God.
Yes.
And it's not just a mindset of getting through the end times. We're not
right.
just going to drag our way through. We're going to lead in the glory in the end times.
Walking through in victory.
Exactly. In fact, we're going to be creating realms of glory.
Right.
We get to, as the people of God, create atmospheres and realms around us. We get to create miracles. You know, we've been going into Cambodia, and it's a very heavy situation there. It's a very oppressed nation. There's a lot of poverty, a lot of human trafficking going on.
Right.
And if we didn't know the glory of God, we wouldn't have hope.
Right.
But we know that we can go in, and instead of just getting under the oppression, we create an atmosphere of glory to rebuild the nation in the Lord. And that's
Absolutely.
What we get to do in these days.
It's amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
And now I want to talk a little bit about your Glory Institute. And we've got our Glory School. Because I feel that one of the reasons why the body of Christ is not raised up to go and do the exploits is because they don't know how.
Right.
But you know, the glory of God, it's not a big nebulous thing. It's actually very practical. And the Word gives practical instruction on how to posture
exactly.
yourself and step into it.
All throughout the Word, we read instructions on how to come into divine prosperity, how to come into a place of hearing the Spirit, how to come into a place of receiving supernatural miracles, how to walk into dimensions of divine blessing and into places of activating angels and you know, all these wonderful heavenly things. And God's really given Janet Ange and I a mandate to create an army of wonder workers, people who will rise up to do the works of God and to show great exploits and to walk in the glory and with victory in this day, no matter how dark the world gets, that we can be those that carry the light.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we have your website on the screen, and so people can go there and find more about how to get teaching on the Glory Institute, and they can go to xpmedia.com to get more information on the Glory School. But we are so passionate about seeing you equipped as an end-time carrier of the glory of God. It is time for you to arise and shine because your light has come. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And together, the body is going to go and spread the glory into the nations. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And you are being recruited by the Spirit of God. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Your greatest days are ahead of you. Your greatest hours are to be enjoyed. And so I pray for you now in the name of Jesus for the glory of God to rise upon you, to appear upon you, and that you will be given impact into the nations because of that. Join us next time and remember this one thing. It's one of the most important prophetic words that you will ever know and ever hear. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Now go and spread some of that love around because the whole world needs to hear about him. We'll see you next time.
In this day, I really encourage you to rise up in faith. Just begin to read God's word and begin to believe it. I encourage you to get around people who are like-minded, like-spirited, people who are expecting the miraculous. You know, faith always releases a miracle.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for part two of Glory and the End Times with our guest, Joshua Mills. Joshua, it's great to be back again. So we're going to do part two of this end time message, and I think it's really important that the body of Christ is prepared for the end times because it is our most glorious
Absolutely.
Hour.
It is.
And our text is Isaiah 60, the first three verses. It says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you and his glory will appear upon you."
Right.
"Nations will come to your light, kings to the brightness of your rising." So that's our text for these two programs that we're doing on end times and the glory. And what I want to highlight on this program is the whole subject of wealth in the end times, and our provision in the end times. Because when we study out Isaiah 60, we learn that the context of the word glory in Isaiah 60 actually refers for the most part to tangible wealth. In fact, Isaiah even prophesies concerning the specifics, like he mentions camels, which in our day could be vehicles,
right?
He mentions gold and frankincense and silver and spices and wood, expensive hardwoods and things like that. So he's actually talking about commodities when he's talking about the release of the glory that's going to come to the covenant people of God, which is us in Christ. So this is extremely exciting for the last days. But in the world and even in the church, we have messages that are so fear-based in the area of provision.
Right. And fear never opens up a miracle for anybody. Fear actually binds people and puts them into chains of bondage and prevents people from experiencing the miraculous. And so as we're reading Isaiah 60 and receiving this tremendous rhema word from God, we need to put our faith into it to believe God for this same manifestation of wealth, of the glory of wealth, to overtake our lives in this day.
And I think part of the struggle that people have for their faith is that we have conformed to the world and its system.
Right, it's
more
true.
Than what we realize.
Right.
And so we look to our employment place and our monthly paycheck, for example, to be the source of our provision. When it's not, I mean, our place of employment might be our mission field,
right.
But it's definitely not our source of provision. God is.
Oftentimes we look at those things as the end all,
right.
When really it's just the starting point. It's the launching board. It's the beginning for God to work something greater through us.
Exactly.
Like you said, our employment is really, it's our ministry assignment for seasons.
Exactly.
And God will put you in different places for a season, for a ministry purpose, but it's just the beginning.
Right.
And that income is not supposed to be your restriction, but it's supposed to be the beginning for what God can release through you.
Exactly. And, you know, many people are prophesying, and even in the world, of course, there's fear about the economic shakings.
Right.
And, you know, there's talk about the one world government. We know through reading the book of Revelation that in the end times there's going to be, you know, a system established where there can be no buying or selling without the mark of the beast. We understand that.
Right.
But it's not to produce fear, because we're not subject to any beast.
Exactly.
We're subject to the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Absolutely.
We're subject, you know, to the beast of all beasts, you know. And it's like our provision is sure in the end times. And one of the words that God's given me concerning his glory provision and the contrast of that and the mindset of the world was Israel going through the wilderness. You know, they have the open heaven.
Right.
The glory of God manifests because God promised them. God's promises are yes and amen. But they had been under bondage for 400 years to a system where they worked and worked and worked for a little bit of, you know, income or whatever they were given in that day. I don't know how they measured it. But it was very little for the amount of work they did. So they learned that their sweat, their labor produced their provision. But
right.
When God brought them out of that system and put them into his kingdom system,
right.
It had nothing to do with sweat labor.
Right.
It had nothing to do with a paycheck at the end of the month. It had to do with an open heaven. And he
Absolutely.
Opened the heaven and poured out manna from heaven.
Tremendous.
Which they ate. They didn't have to go work for it. They didn't have to prepare it. All they had to do was pick it up and eat as much as they
right.
wanted. He brought water for them.
It was about living in the glory, living in the cloud of provision and
exactly.
blessing.
And the literal cloud of glory was with them in the day.
Right.
But by a cloud, a pillar of cloud, and a pillar of fire by night. I mean, they had the glory, and yet they struggled. Why? Because their mind was still aligned to the system of the world rather than the kingdom of our God.
Right.
So in these days, we need to shift now, because there's no sense at all in being afraid of the shakings in the earth. They're going to continue to happen.
Shakings,
more
right.
and more shakings.
Right.
Do not put your trust in the world system. This is not a time for you to be thinking how you can get that system to work for you. This is a time for you to prepare in God for the glory of his provision to manifest daily, moment by moment in your life. Stir up your expectation. Now, Joshua, you and Janet, Angela, you live by the glory provision of God. You live by faith.
We do.
And
every
you
single
have
day
for
of our
years.
Lives.
And the provision of God has been really good to you. We as a ministry also live by faith. We have no
right.
visible means of support. God is our support. And he just provides so amazingly for us, even when there's no sense to it at all. You don't even know how the bills get paid or how projects get completed, but you just stand there and say, God, you did it.
Right.
So we worship you.
Right.
So why don't you share with us some of your insights and some of the miracles that you've seen in the realms of provision.
I want to read something real quickly out of my book, 31 Days of Health, Wealth, and Happiness. The Lord gave me this little thing. Generosity creates a realm for possibility. My generosity creates a realm for his possibility. Giving is simply faith in action, reaching to receive the benefits of benevolence. Generosity is the activation for supernatural multiplication.
I love it.
Generosity
yes.
is the activation for supernatural multiplication. And we've seen this so many times in our lives that God has taken the little gift that we have to bring to him And, you know, God will always ask you to do something possible in order for him to do something impossible. And several years ago, we were actually hosting a camp meeting, and there were quite a few people. They were coming, and they were sowing generously, and they're extravagant in their giving, and they're excited. And I'll always remember as the night of the $20 bills, because it seemed as people were sowing that as they got back to their seat, they were discovering $20 bills in their wallets. They were discovering $20 bills being multiplied in their purses. And I mean, it was absolutely, there was so much rejoicing and, I mean, celebration that was going on. And there was one man at the very back. He was working on the cameras. And he came forward, and he was just so excited. He took his entire wallet, and he dumped it in the offering bucket. And he dumped every single thing that he had out. I mean, he was just rejoicing to the Lord and thanking God for the ability that he had to give. When he got back to the camera, he put his wallet back in his back pocket. And he said as he was on the camera, he could literally feel something happening in his back pocket. He pulled out his wallet, and here his wallet was full of money once again. I mean, this is supernatural.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Right?
Somehow this money multiplied. He had $1,500 in his wallet.
You know, we have witnessed testimony after testimony after testimony of these very kinds of things,
right?
Especially in this last 7 years or so,
right?
Since we've been getting a lot of insight into the glory, because he says, "I'll meet all your needs according to my riches in glory, by Christ Jesus." And it's like that glory realm is an amazing miracle realm of provision.
It is. It's an absolute realm of provision. If you need healing in your body, God's got provision for your body. If you need a miracle in your family, God's got provision for your family. If you need a miracle of food or sustenance, God's got a miracle of manna for you.
And you know, Joshua, in heaven, there's not going to be any money. There's no money
right,
in heaven.
Right. It's an earthly kind of
thing. It's a worldly currency,
right,
actually. But God doesn't mind giving us money, but he doesn't want us to put our hope in it.
Absolutely.
Because it's not even a heavenly substance.
Right.
Now, in the end days, you know, I've even heard Christians say, how are we going to do it? If you can't buy or sell because, you know, have to take a mark of the beast, and, you know, if the economic systems are going to be all messed up and, you know, and we can't do it that way, how are we going to do it? And you know what? We don't even need to know how. We need to know who.
Right, exactly. We just need to know the one who is provision, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider. We need to know El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, who's able to meet all of our needs.
And I'm so excited because I think some of the greatest provisional miracles are going to take place in these coming days. We went through a season with glory manifestations where it seemed like almost in every single
right,
meeting we went to, there was like gold glitter or diamond glitter, or
right,
we've had sapphire when you
right,
were with us. It would just manifest out of the glory realm. It
right,
was just right out of the glory realm. But it's like that was a sign. That was a prophetic sign.
It was a sign
of what's going to happen in the future. Our provision is sure, and it's going to come out of the glory realm. And I mean, God, in a moment, could just drop chunks of gold
absolutely,
at our feet.
Gold bars, gold nuggets.
He could give us whatever we need. He could give us cars dropping out of heaven. They could just show up in our backyard one morning when we wake up. He is not confined to anything of this world system. And so we're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the miracle realm of glory provision, because this is the hour that we are living in. It's an hour of miracles, signs, and wonders, and you are being called to live in that realm of the miraculous.
All of your needs are met according to God's riches in glory. Order Kingdom Economy and become blessed to be a blessing. Operate in the abundance of provision found in Christ. Order Kingdom Economy online now at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
The glory of God in the end times is going to produce miracle provision for those who believe, because in the glory is that provision. And so, Joshua, we are headed into powerful times of seeing displays of the miraculous. But during our break, as we were transitioning here, you mentioned a really good point, and it was about, we can't just be presumptuous when it comes to our walk with God, especially in the realm of provision.
Right.
We need to follow the Spirit.
I think it's really a fine line of understanding, because whenever God gives a vision, provision always comes. But sometimes people say, okay, well, I'm living in the glory, so I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work. I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to manage my finances. I'm just in the glory.
Right.
And I've seen so many times people who just, they don't have a vision, but they, it's almost like immature faith, really.
Right.
And instead of really having a vision from God, they just kind of let go of everything, mm-hmm. and their life falls apart. It literally
right.
falls apart. Because they're not walking with a vision. Now, the difference is when you get that vision of glory, and when God gives you a goal, and you begin to go with God,
right.
there's always provision in that place.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about. In these days, as we get the vision of God, we can begin to excel, we can begin to increase, we can walk in the bounty and the abundance of God's
yeah.
blessings in this day, regardless of what anybody else has ever
yeah.
predicted or says about the natural situation.
Yeah. We have to hear the Lord speak to us, say, this is the way, walk in it.
Absolutely.
Because those that are led by the Spirit are the mature sons of God.
Right.
And the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the true mature sons of God.
And the key is being led by the Spirit
exactly.
of glory.
Exactly. And, I love the way God set up His kingdom, because you can't just live it by principle, you live it by relationship.
Right.
And so even though we obey and we respect and honor the principles, it's always birthed out of relationship with God rather than just the application of certain principles. Because you could hear
right.
testimonies, like we could hear your testimonies or my testimonies
right.
and then say, well, I'll do the same thing. But that was directed maybe by our own selves and not the direction
right.
of the Lord.
There's no formula. But the key is listening to God and being led by that Spirit
Amen.
Into the things of Him.
Joshua, a number of years ago, in fact, it was in 1980, so that was many years ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to my husband and I and said, I want you to leave your place of secular employment. And, we really believed our place of secular employment was our mission field.
Right.
So for me, it was my place of ministry.
Sure.
I worked in the hospital as a nurse, and I loved it, But when he asked us to leave it, he said, I'm going to teach you how to live with no visible means of support. And of course, we went to the mission field, and I thought that was going to be so exciting. oh, good, we get to see the miraculous. But it was actually a very, it was a massive struggle, because our faith was tested
right.
in that journey. Now, we did see the miracles, but it was through grueling faith being worked in us, believing the promises of God day by day, when everything
right.
that was showing up in your life looked like the promise of God wasn't working. A lot of this is in my book, Help God, I'm Broke, because in this hour, a lot of people are concerned about the provision, and they're wondering, what do I do? I don't have enough. There's threats of everything collapsing. What do I do if I don't have provision? So in that book, Help God, I'm Broke, we talk about the provision that is in the glory and how to connect to the supernatural dimensions
right.
of that provision, how to get it out of the glory realm into the natural
right.
realm. So I just love that book. I love writing it. I put in all the nuggets that we had from over the years. But it's like we have have to come into a day when we are committed to walking with the Spirit of glory, knowing that He will give unto us everything that we need in this hour. And if it's not going to be produced by the natural, that we can expect the supernatural to bring forth a manifestation.
Right, exactly. I remember hearing a testimony several years ago about a man who had been reading in 1 Kings 17 about the prophet Elijah and how the Lord had sent him to the brook Cherith and how the Lord would feed him in that place through the supernatural ministry of birds, of ravens coming in and bringing him the provision. And as this man read that, it was like a rhema word to him. And he thought, you know, he had this faith that God could actually provide for him in such a supernatural way.
Right.
And he began going out into his backyard and began commanding the birds. And he would tell the birds, he said, people lose money every single day. Now go and get it for me. He would tell the birds this. And suddenly he began to discover that the birds would actually come and begin dropping money in his backyard.
Wow.
And it was just a supernatural thing for it. Well, there was another young man, he was now 15 years old, heard this testimony, connected with it. Once again, there's like a faith connection. And this little boy, he was believing that God would give him $10 from missionary work. And so he began to go to his backyard, and he said the same thing. He commanded the birds to go and get the money. Well, the first day, the way that the testimony goes is that the first day, the boy received a little over $1. The second day, he found over $2 in his backyard.
Gosh.
Third day, he found $7 in his backyard. And over the next 2 months, he found over $400 in his backyard. It would be in bushes and in plants. And supernaturally.
I love it.
And, you know, God wants people who will connect with His Word supernaturally. And that's what I love about the resource that you created, the Help God I'm Broke, because it is a resource that connects people to faith for the miraculous provision, faith for supernatural intervention in the midst of financial struggle, in the midst of brokenness, really connecting people and giving them the enablement to see that God can work a miracle no matter what the situation
looks
like.
No matter what. And you know, the Word is also full of very practical teaching on how to walk into wealth.
Right.
On how to walk into the provision of God, how to maintain it, how to live in that covenant. Because the scripture says that God gives us the power to make
wealth,
you know? And so that is who we are. So if the whole world's collapsed, we're not collapsing. Now, you shared a testimony one time about sunglasses on a fish, was it?
Yes.
Tell
and
that story.
It's somewhat of a controversial testimony because it sounds so absolutely bizarre, but I've discovered this, that God loves to do strange things. He loves to do
totally
extraordinary
does.
Things that make no sense in the natural realm. But several years ago, I was up in the Arctic, and we were just sharing in a living room one afternoon, and some of the pastors were telling me testimonies of wonderful things that are happening all over the North. And this one pastor began sharing this testimony about a woman who had gone out fishing one day, and she wore her sunglasses. It was in the middle of summer. It's sunlight all around the clock because they're so far north, and in order to be able to see for direction, you have to have sunglasses on, or else it's too bright. And anyhow, she had her sunglasses on. She was out fishing. God was blessing her with a lot of fish. She was catching the fish, and as she was going to pull up one of the fishes, the sunglasses fell off her head into the water. Now, when this happened, for us, we'd say, "Oh, no big deal. I'll go to a store and purchase some more." But it's not the same in the Arctic. That could literally be a life or death situation, where she couldn't get back. And so anyhow, she just continued to fish. She knew that God was working miracles for her and giving her great provision. And as she was pulling in the very last fish of the day, as she pulled that fish up, it was wearing a pair of sunglasses on the fish.
That's amazing.
A pair of sunglasses. And the amazing thing about it wasn't the same pair that she lost. It was a better pair of sunglasses.
Wow.
Now, for that to happen in that kind of a situation at the very top of the world, at such a remote location, that is an absolute miracle of God. Absolutely. It is not coincidence. It is a divine appointment with destiny. It's absolutely amazing.
I think the Lord, I mean, He's a God of joy.
He is.
And He loves playing with His children. And I can just almost imagine sometimes God up in heaven just getting such a laugh out of doing something cute like that for His children.
The Word of God says that God sits in the heavens and He laughs.
I know.
He takes great joy in us.
He's a God full of joy, and He's a daddy. And He's going to be a daddy through the end times in the area of provision.
Right.
And no one has to fear because our daddy is going to look after us, but not just look after us. In Isaiah 60, it says there's going to be so much wealth come to the people of God that it's going to actually be drawn from the nations. Now, God, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I believe the word, that he's going to loose the wealth of the nations to come to his covenant people.
Absolutely.
The people of faith. And the more wealth you have, the more you attract. It's just the nature of it. And so I think that the body of Christ in these end times, as we believe God, being people of the glory, being people willing to just go for God 100% with a pure heart, with, you know, integrity of lifestyle, but 100% focus on the Lord, not a love for the world, but a love for the kingdom. We are going to see this miracle provision.
You know, Patricia, I love what you were sharing about. You said that this isn't about a love for the worldly things. This isn't a love for materialistic things. This is all about a love for Jesus, all about a love for God. And in our love for God, God brings this supernatural provision.
Exactly.
And I think that's such a key to focus on right now because, you know, this isn't about being greedy. This is actually about being generous receivers to be generous releasers.
Mm-hmm.
You can only give away whatever you have.
Right.
You can't give something that you don't have.
That's right.
And I think the church has been good. You know, in the past, we've understood, you know, freely you have received, so freely give. And we've been really wonderful to talk about giving and giving away and sowing seed and being generous in that way. But there's this thing we have to understand about being generous receivers, being generous receivers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sow a seed, you have to be a generous giver.
Right.
If you want to receive a harvest, you have to be a generous receiver. And so, you know, in this Isaiah 60 glory, God's calling us to be generous receivers of divine wealth, being generous receivers of supernatural provision, being generous receivers of the blessing of heaven, so that we can simply pour out and be a blessing to those that are around
us. Exactly. And you know, Joshua, in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says that God gives us the power to make wealth, but it's to confirm or establish his covenant.
Right.
And so it's with a kingdom mindset. And if we are believers wanting to use the promises of God to fill our worldly lusts, then we've totally missed the mark.
Absolutely.
Totally missed the mark. Because
right.
when Jesus said to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, heaven's a holy atmosphere. Heaven's an atmosphere where everything's about Jesus. It's all about the exaltation of who he is. It's not about selfish gain or filthy lucre. You know, it's not about the lust of the flesh. It's about the holiness of God.
Right.
And that is who we are as a kingdom people. Now, poverty will not be found in heaven. I hate the spirit of poverty. We're fighting
it
in Cambodia right now.
Yeah.
It has got filth and disease and everything else with it. It's horrible. It's a dark, dark spirit. But we are raising up a standard of the glory of God, the provision of God's glory, so that we can see a nation transformed where the goodness of God is made manifest within a nation.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, making Jesus famous and receiving this divine wealth so that we can be equipped and well able to do everything that God's called us to do.
Exactly. And you know, I believe that you out there are going to be used powerfully of God to bring light into the midst of darkness, as Isaiah has said. But in all of this, remember the love of God, because all of his provision, all of his glory is wrapped up in this, that he loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Now go and share that love with the world around you.